Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hi guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. I really hope that you guys heard the episode we put out on Monday, which was our 100th episode special. If you can only listen to one episode and you only have bandwidth for one, or you're going to recommend the podcast to someone and you just want to recommend them one episode out of all of them, I just feel like that episode really captures what we're doing here on the show and what people are feeling as a result of listening to these episodes and being reminded that they absolutely are perfectly okay as they are with all their scars, and we should all get busy doing what we can to make this world more awesome by just being us. So I hope that you guys will listen to Monday's episode. And please, if every single one of you would share the show with one person, that would be incredible. We would double our audience and be able to impact so many more souls. I would love for you guys to come follow me on Instagram at kathy.heller. I'm working really hard to show up there every day, and I love getting to connect with you guys. It is the best way for me to connect with you. I answer every DM and I respond to almost every comment. So I would love to see you over there because it allows me to really connect and see how you guys are feeling and what's going on with you, and I can support you and encourage you. And it lets me know what you're liking and what you're resonating with. So please come follow me on Instagram at kathy.heller. I'm also doing a giveaway because of our 100th episode. I've been giving away $100 gift cards to my favorite store, Anthropology, and I'm going to be giving away more of those tomorrow. So come on over. You'll see the details there. Come follow me on Instagram and you'll figure out how to win one of those gift cards. All right, let's dive into today's episode. We have a lot of fun things here. On Thursdays, we like to celebrate your wins and also share with you some other really just special things that are happening in our community. So some of you came to Instagram on Monday, last Monday, because of our 100th episode. I did a live streaming concert from my living room, and I sang for you guys a bunch of the songs live that I play at the end of these episodes. And one of my very dear friends and co-writers, Kyler England, was with me, and she and I have written so many songs together, and we sang them live. And so I wanted to record a couple live songs and play them for you, for those of you who didn't get to catch the live concert. So you're going to hear some of those now. And also, I wanted to share with you a little Kyler story, because she's yet another person who's been making a living doing what she loves for the last like 15 years. She's a songwriter. When I first met her, she was one of the first artists I had ever met that, yes, she was dropped from a record label and she had another record deal, which was incredible. She has an amazing band called The Rescues. Do yourself a favor and listen to The Rescues. In fact, Ben Platt, who I adore, on his YouTube channel, he's singing a cover of a Rescue song. That's how great that band is. They're amazing harmonies and just great songwriters. In any case, that band also got dropped from a label. Meanwhile, Kyler has always made a living with her music, from having her songs licensed to television shows to performing house concerts around the globe. She's always consistently been able to pay her mortgage, making a living with her work. And she's written with Lisa Loeb, who was another guest on our show. Recently, some of the songs they wrote together actually won a Grammy from Lisa's last record. And Kyler had a number one single with a very well-known DJ named Tiesto. She's amazing. I wanted you to hear a little bit about her story. So we're going to dive into a little bit about that. And you'll get to hear us sing live. Would you like that? All right. So let's dive into that.
Maybe there will never be a happy ending, the kind that I've been hoping for all these years. Maybe what I really need is a new beginning. For a storm to wash it all away, drown out the tears. And I'll keep waiting for you, like I know you're waiting for me. There is nothing I wouldn't do, knowing in my heart I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, 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 oh. There's nothing like a second chance to make you wonder. Did you hold on tight enough to your dreams? Did you love with the wildest hope that you couldn't muster? Did you give it all and find out what love really means? I'll keep waiting for you, like I know you're waiting for me. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, 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 oh. One day we're gonna look back on this and smile at hard, hard times. When we walked on when nothing was clear, it got us here, it got us here.
Gosh, I can't believe you can just do that. Like sitting here in this living room, you're amazing. You're so amazing. Do you want to say anything to all of those sweet souls who are listening right now about courage, about making your dreams a reality, about being an artist? You've been a successful artist, sustaining yourself. Everything's about sustainability today. And you've been sustaining yourself, doing your art and being a mom. Anything you want to say about how to make that happen?
Oh my gosh, so many things. I think both my music and artist career and my life, with my kids and having a hard time struggling with infertility with our second child, both of those things have taught me that we're stronger than we even know. And that if we dig really deep in the hardest times of our lives, when we're really, really struggling, we'll find that there are reserves that we don't know are there, and we can tap into them and find ways to keep going and to keep believing. And if we can do that and keep pushing on through, and the hard thing is you don't know how long you have to keep pushing on through. For instance, with my son, it took 5 miscarriages and just so much pain, but I kept pushing through and I decided to keep trying one more time. And I'm so glad that I made that decision because it changed our lives forever. And my son is almost 11 months now, and he's in our lives forever now. And I'm so grateful that I had people cheering me on and that I dug deep enough to just open myself up to the possibility that it could work out. I also had to open myself up to the possibility of failure and heartbreak and being crushed again. But because I was willing to take that chance, we just have this incredible bundle of joy in our lives now. And that taught me, I'll carry that lesson with me for the rest of my life, you know, whatever may happen, because we all go through struggles and we all suffer. You know, we have people in our lives who get sick or die, and we watch people we love suffer. And it's unfortunately a part of life along with all the joys. And I'm very grateful for that lesson, that I have so much more courage than I even know, and that I can tap into that when I need it. We all do.
You have that resilience in spades, and you just alluded to it, but you lost your mom when you were young, and that is not an easy thing to go through and then get up to bat and even let yourself fall in love or let yourself have a child. Like, how do you think you got through that and then fell in love again, even though you know what love can do to break your heart?
Yeah, it's so scary. I was 23 when my mom died, and I had been very blessed to have a very happy childhood with parents who were in love and wonderful brother and sister, and grew up in North Carolina, and it was just a wonderful childhood. And I didn't know all the terrible things that can happen, and so my world got turned upside down when my mom got cancer and died in less than a year after being diagnosed. And the fear was so big because I realized, oh, like, loss is going to be a big part of life as well. Love is a big part of life, but loss, that happened, and I have to find a way to get through it. But you know what? I'm going to lose again. If I love, I'm going to lose again. And that's such a big part of it. And that fear can be paralyzing. And I remember reading something recently about how grief is evidence of having loved. And I think that's such a beautiful way of looking at it. And if you can focus on that, that makes the fears kind of calm and kind of fade. And that, you know, in a way, grieving, you know, we have the joy of getting to love. And so, you know, I think you focus on that. You focus on loving for now. And I remember actually my fertility doctor, when I was going through all the struggles with trying to have another child and just like not knowing if we could do it and all the losses along the way, he was trying to warn me of like, you know, your chances are really low and I don't want you to get your hopes up. And I was like, now's a time for hope. You know, there's a time for sorrow. And when there's a time for sorrow, I will mourn, you know, and I've been there and I've done that. And I know how to do that. And, you know, I actually drew on grieving my mom through the process of all the miscarriages I went through. I drew on knowing that I would get through somehow. You know, I had that perspective that this thing that I thought was the end of the world, and it was the worst thing that's happened in my life, losing my mom at such a young age. But I got through. And so I knew that I would get through those losses. And I told my doctor, I was like, now is the time for hope. And I'm going to hope. I'm going to hope as much as I possibly can right now. And if there comes a time to mourn again, I will mourn. And I'm crying right now saying it. But like, that got me through. It helped me find the courage.
Yeah. Somebody once told me I was going through like such a horrible time in my life. And I got a call from a friend and he said, do you know the story about Pandora's box? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, someone opened the box and every quality, everything under the sun came flying out. And just before the very last thing flew out, they closed it and there was one last thing inside it. Do you know what it was? And I said, what? And he said, hope. He said, because if you have hope, that really is everything and you can't lose it. You have to have it. And he was like, don't give up. Don't. And I think that that's the beauty of every artist, because everything that's beautiful in art comes from pain. And when I hear people like sing the way you do, you can feel like you're healing other souls because you've been there. Like, if you want to help someone out of a well, is you've been in that well. Like, you can sit and make the space for them to hold those feelings. And it's such a generous gift to be an artist, because it means you've got to relive those feelings and then help other people. How many times have you walked out of a movie or a concert and you're like, it's so cathartic, a play, because it allows you to feel. Is there any quality? I just want to bring her in because she's such a special part of your world. And in fact, I can say just from being your friend, I mean this sincerely. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't sincere. The love that you two had and have, I know it's made this world better, because even though I've never met her, I feel like she's such a part of you. And whenever you talk about both of your parents, your face lights up and there's so much like peace and well-being and gratitude. And I don't know many people our age who feel that way about their parents. Yeah. And is there any quality or something that she said to you or anything that she modeled for you that you feel has helped you be a great mom or helped you be the person you are and continue to keep going as an artist and as a person?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So many things. I mean, she was, everyone who knew her, she just lit up a room. Everyone who spent time with her, she rubbed off on them. She was really inspiring like that. She taught first grade. And I still sometimes get messages on Facebook from grown-up kids who had her as a first grade teacher and loved her. And she changed them and inspired them. She was so creative and fun. I mean, one thing that stuck with me that just like from time to time I remember and I think about like with my own kids, what I want to pass on to them is she said, I want you to be happy, but I want you to be a good person first. Be a good person. And then I want you to be happy. And that just stuck with me. She maybe only said it once. I don't even know if it was something, how often she said it, but it stuck with me. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Like she really believed in kindness and being brave and digging down and true kindness, you know, like from a deeper place, not just like, you know, being nice and holding doors, that kind of thing, but like really having love for other people. And it's a beautiful thing. It's hard to do that sometimes, you know.
It's huge. And from a more career standpoint, you know, you've had a record deal and then lost it. You've had another record deal and then lost it. And then you've continued to have huge successes after those seemingly big, you know, disappointments. You had a number one single with Tiësto. You just wrote tons of great songs with Lisa Loeb and that album won a Grammy. It's not a small thing. You've released other records on your own that have done really well. You've made a living as an artist for 15 years? How long?
Something like that. I haven't counted recently.
What advice do you have to people when something's not working out and then you just kept going and you were so inventive and you've been written for so many different people and with so many people and you have the ability to keep going? What's something that we can extrapolate from that?
So hone your craft, whatever your craft is, do it a lot. And, you know, with songwriting, we have this thing called co-writing where, you know, you write songs with other people, which that broke my world wide open. In my 20s, I mostly only wrote by myself. And I got introduced to co-writing through a manager. And I learned so much from my co-writers. And so whatever field you're working in, work with other people and learn from their process, being a part of their process. I think that's huge. And you can do so much together with other people that you can't just do on your own. So I would say that. I would say have multiple, not only lots of eggs, but lots of baskets. Like have lots of eggs in lots of different baskets. Like I wrote lots of different kinds of songs with different people. Sometimes I was a singer. Sometimes I wasn't the singer, like with Kathy, the songs that we wrote together. And do real stuff that you enjoy and that's meaningful to you and then spread it around in different baskets because you don't know what's going to hatch. And then when you see something starting to hatch, follow that, you know, go where that is and be open to, you know, your path might not be exactly what you think it is. It might detour and check that out. I mean, the biggest things that have happened in my music career were not the things that I was aiming for directly. And I never could have predicted I would go into dance music. I never would have predicted I would have been a part of a band. And they've been some of my biggest joys. So yeah, just be open to what comes.
I think this is huge. I think we should do a whole episode on what you just said, because the clarity comes from action. And sometimes you're holding on so tight to where you think you're supposed to be. And you're convinced this is the way the world wants you to be. This is what's going to resonate. This is what you have in your head and you won't veer from it. And then sometimes you're losing out on where you're really meant to be. And you are so prolific and so willing to switch it up and not have all the answers and try using your talent in so many different ways. And it's proven so worthwhile for you. It's true. That's an incredible aspect of what you just said. I really feel like that's important to keep exploring. We're going to sing a song called Count on Me. And we wrote it together. And here's how it goes. It goes like this. When you just can't sleep, when you're counting sheep, I'll be here for you, I'll be here for you. When you need to talk, take a good long walk,
I'll be here for you. I'll be here for you. Of all the people on the planet, if I had my choice, I couldn't have planned it better than this. It doesn't get better than this. La, 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 count on me, count on me. La, 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 whatever you need, whatever you need, count on me, count on me. When I'm feeling down, when I'm in the lost and found, you will come for me, you'll be there for me. When I lose sight of me, you hold up a mirror so I can see. You remind me, you'll be there for me. Of all the people on the planet, if I had my choice, I couldn't have planned it better than this. It doesn't get better than this. La, 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 count on me, count on me. La, 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 whatever you need, whatever you need, count on me, count on me. And when it's time to celebrate, you're the one leading my parade. With pink balloons and rainbow confetti, when I need you, you're always ready. You're there for me,
you're there for me,
and I'm there for you. La, 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 count on me, count on me. La, 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 whatever you need, whatever you need. La, 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 count on me, count on me. La, 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 whatever you need, whatever you need.
La, you can always count on me. Oh, oh, oh. You can always count on me. Oh,
when you just can't sleep, when you're counting sheep.
So Kyler, before you leave, tell us where we can find you.
KylerEngland.com and basically / Kyler England or Kyler England Music, just about anywhere, I think.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music. I have a children's music duo called Freckleland that I started with one of my mom friends because we just wanted to hang out, and we started writing songs while our kids were playing, and we wanted to get more positive messages out there to kids to empower them, basically brainwash them with the things we wanted them to learn, like believing in themselves and kindness and that you can be whoever you want to be. And so we started a YouTube channel. It's / Freckleland. And we made a bunch of fun videos kids can dance to, get their wiggles out, and learn healthy messages while they're at it. It's really fun.
So fun. Awesome.
Now let's turn the camera and talk about what you guys have been up to. So David posted on our Facebook group. He said, I got a front page article in my local paper, friggin' front, above the fold front page. As you can see, I channeled my inner Kathy Heller for the message to the kids portion. # heating up. And in the article, David said, don't give up. As someone who has fell into it and out of it his whole life, you don't have to be paid for it to love it. So many people out there don't follow through with this particular passion. If you want to do it, pursue it. Always keep in mind there is a giant world of creativity out there. Sure, 1,000 people may have drawn Spider-Man, but no one has seen your Spider-Man. Amen to that, David. You are awesome. You guys, you can come on over to the Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group and you can see all these incredible souls supporting one another and posting all these incredible things that they're doing. They're brave, they're courageous, they're creative. You guys should come and be a part of it. But this is really incredible. I'm so proud of you, David. And guys, David has some great advice when it comes to getting some publicity. He said, just get in contact with them and ask if they need a fluff piece. Tell them about your fun project of coming out. They're always looking for stuff, so make their jobs easy and put yourself out there. They can always say no, which isn't bad at all. I really love this advice because it's so true. Like, practice that radical empathy and offer them something that they need to make their jobs and their lives easier. And don't be afraid to ask. Just today, somebody said to me, how did you get Jonathan Adler on your show when you were first starting? I'm like, I asked, I reached out. You would be surprised what happens sometimes if you take the chance. He also posted a video of him and his kids and his dog opening the box of books that were just delivered from Penguin Random House. It's super cute. So go watch it in our Facebook group if you haven't seen it yet. And make sure to check out his book that comes out this month, October 23rd. It's called The Epic Adventures of Huggy and Stick. And he did all the illustrations. So go pre-order it and keep an eye out when it hits a bookstore near you. Okay, here's another win. Aliciana wrote, my Kickstarter is live. I messaged you, Kathy, about a month ago, asking for guidance on where to start. You told me to get started with something, anything, and I went with the artwork that I've had the most success with and am most interested in improving. So I did it. I got my campaign going and am super excited to get this project going. With the holidays right around the corner, consider checking out my custom and pre-designed linoleum block prints. Yes, this is awesome. Good for you. You're taking that action. You guys should go to her Kickstarter for her block art project. It's Lynn on the Block, and that's L-Y-N-N. Okay, so if you heard Monday's episode, you got a little preview of what went on at our live workshop, and it's something I'm definitely going to keep doing because it was so much fun. We're going to start recording live episodes of the podcast. Starting November 1st, every other Thursday, we're going to be at the Hudson Theater, and we are going to record the episode live in front of an audience. If you guys want to join, go to don'tkeepyourdayjob.com and sign up, and we will then keep you in the loop, and you can get a seat at one of our live tapings. Would you like that? I'd certainly love to meet you. You'll not only get to be there for a live podcast recording, but you'll get a chance to ask me any questions and share what you're working on, and maybe I can brainstorm a little bit with you. We'll definitely leave time for that at those live sessions. Also, I'd love for you to come join one of our Don't Keep Your Day Job listening pods. We're starting these listening groups all over the world, and you can meet up with people locally. You can meet up with people on Zoom video chat. I want you to have a group of humans around you so that as you're listening to these episodes week after week, you can integrate what you're hearing. You can take things out of your head and start to brainstorm ideas, put things into action. I think it will get you to feel supported, but it will also help give you that accountability to encourage you to take action. We are going to be doing our part to support those of you who are in these listening pods and offering special chats where I'll come on Zoom video just for your group, or we'll have sometimes opportunities where we'll invite you guys to be there and we will record you. Maybe we'll even come to your city and record what's been going on in your group and share that with everybody. Or I'll just be giving people shout outs from these listening groups because I'll have a better pulse on what's going on. I'll stay connected to all the leaders of these groups. If you want to jump into one of those groups, we have a link to a Google Doc where you can put in your information. It's in the show notes. It's also in my bio. There's a few links in my bio on Instagram, and you can find it there as well. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm going to leave you with one of Kyler's songs. It's called Amelia, and I love it so much. And I think it's such an incredible message for those of us listening to the show. It's so in sync with what we're doing. Have an amazing weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Climbed up the tallest tree, skin my knee, anything just to be closer to the sky.
honey, I